Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carley, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. One of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BVS Radio, its staff, or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarley.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases, and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list, although my website and my update list is being hacked into big time at this point. But please do sign up because powers that be are allowing me to get through occasionally. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website, drcarley.com. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with a legion of disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the BVSradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we've been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease, and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. And let me just say that over the last 2 days, I've been talking to Dr. Andrew Mulden from Canada, who flew to North Carolina to meet with me to inform me that my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, is totally correct. He is a doctor from Canada. It has developed technology to prove that inoculations are causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. He has proof of this with a technology that he has developed to document this. We are going to be going to China in December to present evidence to the entire global community. as to what the American companies are doing to the world. This is genocide, crimes against humanity. And I will say, it's going to be funny how it all works out. Dr. Mulden will be a guest on this show on the first week of August. I do encourage you to tune in at that time, because it is truly amazing as to how the Creator is bringing together the people who do not have, you know, greed as their motivation. In fact, Dr. Mulden was offered to join the same secret society that Dr. Leonard Horowitz has become a sir by joining. And he said no. And it's going to be funny how it all works out. So please do tune in to my show with Dr. Mulden the first week in August, so you can learn about how he has developed technology to prove what the vaccinations are doing. And if you don't wake up, people, you are going to be next, because the people in charge of our country have totally sold out. And I do encourage you to also listen to my broadcast on republicbroadcasting.org, especially my broadcast on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time with co-host Janet Phelan, entitled "Two If I See." And this week we're going to continue our discussion on religion and how the Zionists are behind every bad thing that's happening in this world. And that's what you have to wake up to, folks, because if we don't take steps to take care of business and to shine a light on the evil that's going on by those who want to enslave us and create a new world order, then we are going to have nothing to live for. And I will be one of the first ones they take out, but that's fine. I will finally get a vacation. I want to thank the Americans Bulletin for sponsoring the show. Americans Bulletin is one of the last bastions of a non-controlled, non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose of the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, what you can do about it, alternative health, the vaccination issue, and a whole lot more. You can subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting their website, AmericansBulletin.com, or by calling 541-773-2756. The Americans Bulletin, because you need to know the truth. Only $40 a year, 6 issues a year. It's a First Amendment forum for free-thinking people. And this month's edition of Americans Bulletin has a story about what was done to my only son because of what I do. So I encourage all of you to check that out, because that's what's going to make you realize what's happening to the whistleblowers that are trying to protect you. And if you don't stand up with the whistleblowers that are trying to protect you, you are going to be dead. And that's what you're going to deserve, because you have to have a backbone, people. We are living in Nazi America. That's just the way it is. And the whole world is going to know this, especially when we go to China in December and prove this to them, what's happening with the inoculations and how the pharmaceutical companies in this country are causing genocide, global genocide. You see, there are some countries that actually care about their people, and Japan is probably at the top of the list in that regard. And it's going to be funny how it all works out when the truth comes out to the global community. So I do encourage you, as I said, to listen to that show with Dr. Andrew Mulden the first week in August. On tonight's show, we're going to be discussing What's Ailing America? Illness Defined, with my special guest, he's just a regular person, Richard Diaz. But he knows more about illness than any doctor I know. And he's written a book, Illness Defined, the Serum, which you can obtain by going to his website, illnessdefined.com. He also has a podcast on TalkShoe.com called Illness by Systemic Poisoning that you can access by putting in the number 18621. And I want to welcome you to the show, Richard. Are you there?
Yes, thank you for inviting me. I'm pleased to be here.
It's a pleasure. Okay, Richard, well, I just want to, if you're listening to my introduction, good things are happening. the warriors who know what's happening are being brought together by the powers that be, the very high powers of truth and light, and it's going to be very interesting as to what's going on. But one of the things I wanted to mention to the listeners is that they really need to get your book, Illness Defined, the Serum, because when I received that book from yourself, it was quite amazing to me how much we have in common in terms of talking about what the true cause of disease is. And this is one thing that the, you know, white coats never even address. They never ask what's the cause. As a matter of fact, they run away from the cause. I ask any of the listeners to call up and tell me if you've ever had a doctor ask you about any toxins, if they've ever asked you if you, you know, are exposed to aspartame or fluoride or pesticides, or if you have amalgam fillings, or if you eat a lot of fish. They never ask any of these things. Why do you think that is, Richard?
Well, there are two reasons. First of all, they probably don't know how to handle heavy metal toxicity. And second, they don't want to handle heavy metal toxicity because that will cost them a lot of money. Another thing that doctors do now is neglect to give you a diagnosis. They just give you a pill and they say, well, try this and see if it works. And they don't write down a diagnosis.
Well, if you could just share with the listeners, because we did a show yesterday on Republic Broadcasting, and I encourage all of you to go to the archives of Republic Broadcasting, What's Ailing America, and listen to that show so that you will get further insight. But you were talking about what happened with your daughter, who received, she actually did get a diagnosis of interstitial nephritis, but that did you absolutely no good because they didn't tell you what caused that problem until you scared the doctor with your hard questions, and then he admitted to you the heavy metals could cause that problem, correct?
Well, yeah, but she didn't get that until 6 months before she died. We lived with her for almost 6 years, and we had no diagnosis. They refused to put anything on paper. They just said she was developmentally.
But my point is that when you actually confronted him and scared him, he admitted that the heavy metals were involved. So
well,
he tells you that they knew. See, the
to be honest with you.
Let me say this. The diagnosis means nothing. The disease name that they give, that's just like that's an invention that the white coats come up with. You have a number of disease symptoms. They invent a disease. They tell you that you have X, whatever X is. Has nothing to do with what caused the disease, and then when you ask them what the cause is, as in your case, initially they told you they don't know until you scared him into telling you that there was a reason. But worse yet, they have a number of drugs that they're going to give for your disease because the pharmaceutical companies have come up with different drugs that they're going to suggest your white coat prescribes if you have a disease, and you give those drugs, and I assure you folks, and I ask you to check out your drugs, any prescription you're given, I guarantee you, if you Google that drug, you will find that one of the side effects of your drug is the very reason for which your drug was given, not to mention umpteen other side effects that the drug will cause. So these drugs cure nothing. If you're lucky, they're going to decrease the symptoms. But in most cases, they cause other side effects. And then they're going to give you another disease diagnosis. And it's just going to continue, the cocktail of drugs continues until you're dead. And that's how my profession has been corrupted. And that is why I am on the warpath to cause the death of medicine. So if you could just please comment, Richard, in terms of what happened with your daughter. Isn't that what happened?
Well, no, she was born in 1977, and she was born multiply handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the hospital for almost a month, and I was traveling back and forth to work and home and the hospital, and my wife was staying at the hospital most of the time. At the end of a month, I got really sick of it, and this guy's name was Bamberger, And he was the guy that took the Kennedy's boy's leg off because the kid had cancer.
Wasn't that osteosarcoma?
I don't know what it was.
Well, it was osteosarcoma, and I just want to mention that that is one of the side effects of fluoride. You see, mm-hmm. It's really funny how it all works out, because even these elite bloodline families like the Kennedys are being wrapped up in this deception and fraud by the medical community, including Ted Kennedy, who's now had part of his brain removed, and he's getting chemo and radiation. We'll see what kind of a vegetable he ends up to be. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, after a month, I got tired of being at their beck and call and hanging around with a girl that I knew I could take care of, and I had no faith in them anymore. So I told Bamberger, the doctor, I said, get her dressed. I asked him, what is it that you're doing here that we cannot do at home? And he said, well, we're observing her. And I said, we can do that at home. And he said, well, you know, what is it that you want to do? And I says, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to ask you anything. I'm telling you, get her dressed. We're leaving now.
I just want to say that you can observe her at home. You can give her love. You can give her hugs. You can tell her that she's loved. You can have her in a familiar place where she has all the dolls and whatever that she loves. You see, these white coats, these Nazi scientists that are living in this country and are causing all these problems, they don't even put any value on those kinds of things. Humanity is gone from my profession.
Well, anyway, I told him at that point, I said, get her dressed, we're leaving right now. And he said, well, you can't do that. And I said, you tell me why. And he says, well, do you know what you're taking responsibility for? And I said, yes, her life. Because if she stays here, she's going to die. If she comes home, she's going to live. And as soon as I said that, he called a nurse over and said, get her dressed, she's leaving. And that was the end of the initial hospital stay. But then 6 years later, over a Thanksgiving holiday, we had to take her to a hospital, and this was in Utah at the time, and she was...
And why? Why did you have to take her to the hospital? What happened at that point?
Well, she was lethargic. She was becoming bloated. There were a number of little things that were going wrong, but she was not the same girl that we had not a month before. And they did a biopsy of her kidney and found interstitial nephritis. At that point, there was a Dr. Ziegler who told me, who was a nephrologist. He told me that she was terminal. And, of course, I was a little upset. And, you know, I mean, when you take somebody's wealth away from them, and that's what the kid was, is she was my wealth, you're completely despondent. But I had enough intellect to want to know how it happened. So I asked the doctor, how could this happen? What was the cause? And he said it was a mystery. Well, at that point, I was just about ballistic, and I'm kind of an intimidating presence, and not because I'm a big guy or anything, but because I don't smile, I want answers, and I don't play around.
Ask hard questions like everybody should.
Right. Well, I asked, how could this happen? And he tells me that it's a mystery. And I swear, I don't want to hear a mystery. You've got an education. I want to know how I can give it to you. And I took a step forward. Now, he knew he was in a physical threat. And I didn't say it, but he knew that I was going to beat the life out of him unless he gave me a good answer. And he told me that heavy metals would do it. And this one comment saved his life. It literally saved his life, and I had to think. I said, how could I have given her heavy metals? Is there anything in the house? Where would she be exposed to it? Well, years later, I figured out that she was being exposed to it systematically by vaccines and food and the water and you know, there were a host of things that were going wrong, and we didn't know it.
Which is happening to all of us, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the point is, it's systematic. It's systemic. Nobody will look at the details of the food they eat. For example, I talked to somebody the other day, and I said, you know you're being overloaded with manganese. And he said, no, I don't eat manganese. That's crazy. And I says, really? Take a look at the soy that you eat. It contains a load of manganese every bite you take. And he didn't believe me. As a matter of fact, he got mad, which is a typical reaction of somebody when you tell them they're wrong, especially if they have a mercury load or a metal load in their body. They don't react with questions. They don't react. They actually react emotionally, and that's not appropriate.
Okay, so where'd you go from there?
Well, we suffered the next 6 months watching her die, one breath at a time. They kept calling and asking if we wanted to put her into hospice, and I said, no, no way. There's nothing you can do, and, you know, we're going to deal with it. So, you know, we lived with her 6 months, and we had friends come over and, you know, say goodbye, and she died peacefully in April, and you know, life goes on.
Death? What was the cause of her death? Were they giving her drugs?
No, we weren't giving her any drugs. The only thing that we gave her were electrolytes because she was having seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, her blood chemistry was all off, and you know, it wasn't feeding her body, so we called the doctor, and he said, give her some electrolytes, and it'll calm the blood down.
But at least she died at home with you.
Right, exactly. She wasn't, okay. I mean, she had a clear head, and I think she knew what was going on. She didn't speak all her life, you know, we couldn't communicate with her effectively. We did it with sign language, and we knew what she wanted. Which would have been impossible in a hospital. You know, we communicated with her in our own way. And, you know, she died peacefully at home and where she, you know, wanted to. I wrote an epitaph. We had her cremated, and I wrote an epitaph, and she's still with us here at home. On the epitaph it says, I had a smile for everybody I knew and a laugh for everybody I loved.
Right. Well, all I can say is that you got to see for yourself not only the effects of these toxic poisons in our environment and in the drugs and everything that's happening to us that our corrupt officials and the District of Criminals are allowing to have happen. But
well, the point is that, Dr. Carley, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Wait, the doctor told you that heavy metals can cause this.
But the thing is, I had no basis to concur with him or reject it. I just didn't know. It took me years to figure it out after that. This was 1983.
But that's what put you on your path.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the purpose of her life was to give me that message. This I soundly believe.
Yes, exactly, yes. That was her gift to you, so that you would become the warrior that you are, and you would write this excellent book, Illness Defines the Theorem, and especially that you would come up with your DVD on heavy metals entitled Hippocratic Conundrum, where you have documented all the various ways that we are being poisoned by heavy metals being released into the environment by our corrupt government allowing this to happen through different industries, especially those that are going over the border and just releasing toxic chemicals into the environment that are coming back over the border because the toxic chemicals don't know about the border, and things that are being done such as by the Coast Guard throwing mercury-contaminated batteries from the buoys back into the water, and then the fish and different crustaceans are living in the batteries. This DVD that you've come up with is Everybody that I've given this DVD to has called me back and told me that it made them sick. So just so you know that you're responsible for that sickness. But that's what happens when you know the truth.
My purpose in life is to get anybody I talk to either furious or curious enough to do their own research. I demand that nobody believe what I say. I say things so that they get angry or so curious that they have to prove me wrong. Once they start looking, it doesn't stop.
Why I always tell people, don't believe anything I say either. Check things out for yourself, because we've been lied to about everything. But there's a reason that we're going into this hole in this country, especially here in Nazi America, with health, with justice, with our corrupt government, everything that's happening. There's a reason that it's happening, and it's because it's all intentional. So you have to start investigating these things, and that is why it's a very difficult thing to do, because nobody wants to believe that such evil exists. And until it happens to you, you can't even fathom that they're doing these things on purpose. But there's no other explanation for it, because once you start to see what's really going on, then you understand that they could stop this in a heartbeat. They could stop all of these things. And I had mentioned on our show that we did yesterday this article that I found in my local paper here in North Carolina, the Charlotte Observer, on July 11th, 2008, on page 16A, where the EPA actually announced that human life is now worth less. And they're actually telling us that when drawing up, and I'm quoting from the article, when drawing up regulations, government agencies put a value on human life and then weigh the cost versus the life-saving benefits of a proposed rule. The less a life is worth to the government, the less the need for regulation, such as tighter restrictions on pollution. So they're basically telling us we're useless eaters. We're not worth as much as the lobbyists in Washington that are stuffing, you know, dollars in their back pocket. And so, therefore, they're going to allow us to be poisoned and killed because we don't mean as much to them as lobbyists do. They're telling us this in writing.
Well, I pulled the article, and it wasn't just in your paper. It was all over the country. I think it was an AP article. And you're right. That's exactly what it says. Your life is worth less, so that there's no reason to
stop
pollution in a big way. And it wasn't a big article. It was kind of a small one, actually.
Right. Well, it was buried on page 16A. That's what they always do. But you see, folks, I want all of you listening to realize that, while it's so funny, I'm receiving letters from John Cain like every few days now. They're asking me for contributions. I don't know how I got on this Republican contribution list. That is very strange. They sent me a bumper sticker for McCain, and I sent them back a bumper sticker that I have that says inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction, causing all autoimmune diseases and cancer in people and in pets. But you see, they're just asking the American people to give them money for this dog and pony show to continue. They're doing nothing to protect us, while at the same time, they're giving us these little messages that we are nothing but useless eaters, and they don't care if we're sick and dying from all of the legislation that they're passing and not enforcing or even not passing, because in the case of pollution, they're actually giving pollution credits. And that is a really sick thing, where they're actually allowing the companies that don't pollute as much to sell pollution credits to the ones that do pollute so that they can continue to pollute. So no matter what happens, because we have attorneys, and this is another whole subject matter, I just want to mention the book The Federalist Papers by Mary Webster of the Webster Dictionary family. I encourage all of you to check that out by going to her website, mary.webster.com, and get that book, where she has put the Federalist Papers into modern-day English so that you can understand that the reason we're in this present situation is because the attorneys have taken over our country, and that is a conflict of interest, and they're in all branches of government, although George Bush is not an attorney, but of course Obama is, Clinton is, and all the minions affiliated with these different congressional people are, and all the people in Congress, and obviously in the Justice Department and the Supreme Court. And these people are the ones that are creating the loopholes that are allowing all of this stuff to happen. And that is why we're in the situation that we're in. It's a conflict of interest, and we have to stop it. And if we don't, we are going to get exactly what we deserve. Because I can assure you, when Dr. Mulden, myself, Dr. Jordan, and a few others go to China in December and present to the global community what our country is doing with their vaccinations, stuff's going to happen, okay? And you're going to get everything that you have deserved because you stood by and do nothing. Everybody knows what's going on. People in this country see the corruption and fraud. I'm always amazed when I listen to C-SPAN and they talk about the corruption and fraud in Iraq and other countries. What a joke. There is no more corrupt country in this world than in the United States of America with a K. And we are allowing it to happen, and we are promoting it because we're too scared to do anything. We don't want to be on the terror watch list or whatever the case may be. You're all going to reap what you've sown. I'm sorry, Richard. I get a little excited when I start talking about these things. Go ahead.
Well, you know, when you talk about pollution, I hardly ever use that word. They're not actually polluting the environment. They're poisoning it. This is two different things. In the waterways of this country, they're finding drugs. I mean, especially estrogen, where they're changing the sexual definition of fish.
Yeah.
They measure drinking water for mercury. They never find anything. It's always too small to measure. But if they take a fish out of that water, they'll find 4 million times the amount of mercury than they did at the reading of the water.
Exactly.
This is not pollution. This is poisoning.
I just want to also inject here that, as a matter of fact, there's many waterways in this country where they don't even have any male fish anymore because of all the synthetic estrogens from pesticides, from plastics, and things of that nature. And I guess that's one reason why there's not very many men in this country that have a set of kahunas. Obviously, you are, you know, not one of those men. But, you know, we're having so many feminized entities in this country because of all these synthetic hormones. And that's been documented in many ways. And what is our Congress, our representatives doing about this? Absolutely nothing.
Well, they're being seduced by these beggars in $1,500 suits. For government handouts. For some reason, the attitude towards the government by businessmen has turned into a free-for-all. It's like a fire sale that Washington is having, and, you know, they start discussing one project or another, and one guy needs a billion-dollar bridge to an island in Alaska that five people live on. I mean, what is the matter with these people? I mean,
they have no conscience, Richard.
There are some good people in government, but they're not.
Yes, there are, but the ones that are good are not doing these things.
Well, they're making, as time goes by, they'll become more and more apparent. I'm convinced of that, because they are as much of an American as I am. And they will put a stop to it. They'll be the whistleblowers
and the
leakers.
We are going to put a stop to it, Richard, when we hold the truth up to their eyes with a light that they cannot deny. They're not going to stop it because when they go to Washington, they're taken into the back room and they're told this is how it works. Even Ron Paul got millions of dollars His internet campaign was very successful. What did he do? He backed out. He could have become an independent candidate, but he didn't. Why not? Why not?
Well, it was his turn to speak up. I mean, you know, they're not making a secret of it. That's the whole point. They are not making a secret of it. And, you know, they're just waiting for somebody to rebel, and they'll call them a crazy, a queer, or a communist, and the rest of America will dismiss them. They're keeping us stupid. They're keeping us stupid, drugged, and poisoned so that we don't do anything. Now, what happens when you release a poison is that it has no friends. It's like a bullet leaving a gun. You stand in front of that bullet, it's going to go through you whether you like the person that shot it or not. Right. So, you know, these poisons affect everybody. I've known so many doctors and lawyers, and their kids are just miserable. They abuse money, they abuse authority, they think their father can fix everything, and, you know, their kids are... I mean, I talked to a guy, a doctor, who was a cranial surgeon, and you know, I was talking to him, and we got pretty friendly, and he told me he made, I think it was $80,000 or $90,000 a month. And I says, oh, my God, what a problem. You know, you got to protect that money. And he says, you don't know the half of it. I got to protect it from my family. My son gets a new GTO every 6 months because he wrecks them. I mean, how abusive can you get? But he can't control. He was involved in his practice so that he could not afford to spend the time. He could afford to spend the money, but he couldn't afford to spend the time. And the time was more important.
Wait, first of all, what's a GTO?
It's a muscle car.
Okay. All right. What he doesn't understand is that he got his child inoculated with disease. His child is brain damaged. That's why he's behaving as he is. And if the listeners go to thinktwice.com and get the book Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, Ph.D. Harris Coulter is one of the main heroes of this world in the vaccinations causing disease situation. That talks about how the post-encephalitic syndrome causes violence, criminality, and all these other things. So while he's earning all his money doing what he's doing and going to the White Coats to get his children vaccinated, just like I did, because I bought into the propaganda, he doesn't even realize what he's doing. And
you're exactly right. And once he does, he'll begin to rebel. That's what they're worried about. Their system turned against themselves.
Yes, and I hope you will tell that person to get this book and read this book so he will understand that his son has post-encephalitic syndrome. And the good news is that my protocol reverses it. But the point is that, you know, there's so many layers to this onion of evil. The people that are participating, some are doing it knowingly, like the people in the District of Criminals. Some are doing it unknowingly because they are so centered in their ego. They have a white coat. They got a medical degree from one of these, you know, institutions of higher learning, and they think that they know it all. And the joke is on them because they're doing the same things to the members of their family that they're promoting to all their patients as well. And it's destroying their life. And this occurs in the military. This is occurring in every layer of our life here in Nazi America. And once enough people wake up to what's really going on, and Dr. Andrew Mulden from Canada is going to light the match that's going to make this happen. I'm telling you, this guy has the proof. He has developed the technology to prove that this inoculation is, in fact, what I've said it is, the true weapons of mass destruction, what they've done to this country and the world. And it's going to be really ugly what happens. America is not going to be viewed as, you know, the major player in world events. We're going to be looked upon as Nazi Germany in modern-day times, and that's what we deserve. And
well, I don't know if you know this or not, but you know, a lot of people already look down their nose at us. We don't have
that.
We don't have the hegemony that we did have.
Yeah. If you go to another country today, you don't want to tell them you're American because they're not going to be very nice to you. Hi, folks. Strange things are happening at the station. They have to pull my guests back on for unknown reasons about the volume. But anyways, I hope that all of you listening will understand that everything that's going on today in this world is being done on purpose, and we are going to be punished because we have smelled a rat for a long time, and we have allowed it to occur. Yes? Are you there?
I'm back.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, my guest Richard Diaz is back, and I just want to give out your information again so that people can get your very important book, Illness Defined as a Serum, by Richard Diaz. You can get that book by going to his website, illnessdefined.com. And he's also given us the gift of this DVD that he's created, Hippocratic Conundrum. And I'm encouraging him to include that when people order his book. But he has come up with the same basic assumptions, although that's a strange word to use because it's all true, for what causes disease is what I have come up with. And basically, it's like the number of assaults on your immune system continue to escalate, and once you reach critical mass, you come down with symptoms, and then they give you a disease diagnosis. And that's obvious in this world in which we live. And what we have to do is get rid of those assaults so that we can maintain our health and get back to that state of wellness. But in this pharmaceutically-based world in which we live here in America, where Big Pharma is in control of the entire government, including Congress, and this is why they're now trying to pass the Mothers Act, where they're going to force all pregnant women to be evaluated as far as their mental health so they can put them on psychiatric drugs, even though at the same time they're now actually bringing class action lawsuits against Big Pharma for fetal abnormalities that are being caused by psychiatric drugs. You know, this is like X-Files stuff, folks. I know that you don't even want to realize that this is going on, but it's happening right before your eyes. They're even telling us in paper articles like that, which I spoke of, that Richard said he's seen has gone all over the country. They're telling us that our human lives are not worth as much as big business. Well, if you don't have a problem with that, if you don't do something on your level, whatever your spirit leads you to do, then you're going to get exactly what you deserve. Because our country is the evil empire. We are the ones that are bringing this death and destruction all over the world. And even in Mexico, where these countries are bringing all this pollution that's backfiring on our country. Our country is the basis for these companies. The Mexican
Crawley,
people are being suffering as well. Yes, go ahead.
I know that we're being poisoned systemically, and this is a firm conclusion. This is not a guess on my part. I have done the reading, I have done the studying, and I have come to the conclusion. I have tried to prove myself wrong over and over again. Now, in my book, in the first chapter, I predict that this country will not last another 100 years. The Roman Empire lasted 600 years. We're into this for, we'll be a third century, but the way we're going, our immune system, the people that are alive today, by the time they're 50, 60, 70 years old, will be immunologically bankrupt. They will not be able to deal with a common cold.
Yes, and that's what's being planned. They're decreasing the population. They're trying to make us impotent, unable to stand. Once they take their mask off and they tell us, you don't have a constitution, Just like President Bush said, it's just a piece of paper. We're creating the American Union. We're going to have an Amero. We're going to join with Mexico and Canada. You are basically a third world country now, and there's nothing you can do. They want to make that the people are too sick to do anything.
And the point I tried to make is that you can't release this poison, this systemic poison, and expect to avoid it, no matter who you are. You can be the CEO of Pfizer. You're going to be affected. And once they find out, they say, hey, we got to back off this. Let's do it in an intelligent way.
That's not true. Because the powers that be know there's homeopathic remedies that can detoxify these things. There's Tesla technology. There's Rife technology. There's Reich technology. There's all kinds of technology that the
Illuminati
can
may be
use
true.
To, yeah.
That may
that's
be true.
My point.
But
they know how to protect themselves, and they're going to protect themselves.
Too busy making a living. What they're doing is destroying their own families. They can't survive this. They're going to be as affected as I am or you are.
Right. And that's how evil is. Evil doesn't care. Evil will destroy its own mother. Evil will shoot its own mother in the head for power and cash. And that's what's happening. Yes, I agree.
Well, we're getting into a competition with the Greek Empire and the Roman Empire, and we're going to lose because we're better at it. We know how to develop our natural resources, but we don't know how to control them after their cycle has lived its life. In other words, take, for example, just a simple thing like batteries. They had these batteries that you could buy for a dollar a piece, and they put them into a flashlight or a radio or something, and they last for 40 hours, then you got to throw them away. Well, you got to buy a new one. That mentality is about dead. You cannot sustain that any longer. Not with mercury and lead and arsenic in these batteries. You can't even throw an old television away anymore because they know it has lead, cadmium, and mercury in it. So there is a mild awakening, and the problem is going to be solved just like the dentists are solving their mercury amalgam problems right now. They have come to the conclusion that the application of mercury will affect the dentist and all of the dentist employees as time goes by. This is very serious. This could cost the dental people a lot of money.
Well,
they have no regard for
The dentists already have the highest suicide rate of any profession.
Yeah, that's right. But the thing is, they have no regard for the individual patient. So what they've done in behind closed doors is decided not to teach amalgams in dental school any longer. Go to the newer composites because they're as efficient. And, they might not last as long, but they're not going to be as disastrous to the dentists nor the patients. So they have quietly stopped doing mercury amalgams. The problem with them now is that somebody has to take those teeth and repair them. In other words, take the mercury out and replace them with something. Those people are going to be damaged. Those people are going to be poisoned.
Right.
And
exactly.
They don't know how to handle that. Now,
well,
if they came out publicly and said, we are no longer going to use mercury amalgams, then everybody and their ancestors would sue every dentist that they ever went to.
And that's why they'll never do that. Just like the medical profession will never come out and say, uh-oh, we made a mistake with vaccinations. They can't do that because there's not enough money in the U.S. Treasury to pay the lawsuits that would be incurred from making a statement like that. They can't do it.
No, they won't make the statement. They'll do it quietly. They'll do it sub rosa.
Okay.
They won't.
Well,
they
we're
won't,
not being
they,
very quiet. We're doing it publicly on this broadcast. I think we have a caller. Is there a caller in the line?
Yes, it's me. It's Christina Cook. I missed you last week. But I'm calling in because you're talking about the pollution and everything, and you're talking about peace. And when I went to South Dakota a couple weeks ago, I bumped into this guy. He's 70-some years old. He's got all the teeth in his mouth. And I asked him, how on earth did he keep his teeth all his life? And he said that he would dip his toothbrush into bleach and put a little bit of toothpaste on it every 40 to 60 days and would brush his mouth with it. I can't believe it. So I came home. My brother was having a really bad toothache. And I told him, I said, well, you might want to try the bleach. I don't know. It kills bacteria. So he put some in his palm of his hand, put it in his mouth, and the toothache instantly disappeared. Now, there's this guy. He's 70 years old and has all his teeth. Both his brothers don't have any teeth at all. And I've got a lot of fillings, and I'm kind of nervous about it because I know I've got some of those amalgams in there. And but nobody talks about it. When I go to the dentist now, they're telling us how bad hydrogen peroxide is. You know, when I was a young girl, my godmother, if I stayed at her house after we brushed our teeth with the toothpaste, we put the hydrogen peroxide on there and brushed our teeth. Now, she has two boys and a girl. They have no cavities except one of them had one cavity. And they're up in their early 40s now. And they're telling the dentist now that hydrogen peroxide is bad because it kills everything in the mouth. Well, you know what? If you live and you have your teeth, isn't that more important, I would think?
Yeah, if you live to 75 and have your teeth, right, exactly. I met a guy. I once went to a lumber yard, and I was buying some drywall. Now, drywall, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's kind of heavy. You know, there comes in two sheets that are stuck together.
Yeah.
And this old guy was carrying two sheets on his back, and I said, well, geez, let me give you a hand. You know, it's heavy. He said, no, I got it. So he put it on my truck, and you know, I was amazed because this guy was no spring chicken. And I asked him, how old are you? He says, 85. And I said, hey, I'm 40. I couldn't do that. How did you do that? He said, well, I don't know. I lived on a farm all my life and, you know, ate my own food.
Farm people are so strong, but honestly, I think the way to take back the country is to quit looking to somebody else for answers and start looking ourselves and trying to doing stuff ourselves.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
You know,
it's spreading
the
word. It's spreading the word as to what our corrupt Congress has allowed us to be you know, exposed to. That's what we have to do.
I also have to tell you that for 17 years, I worked at Hopkins Airport in Cleveland, and I was a supervisor on the airfield, and they dumped all that toxic waste over there. One of the guys recorded 8 different pits. They only dug up one, and all the barrels were crushed. Now, I used to supervise on that airfield, and I saw barrels like 15 or so barrels with this reddish-orange stuff in it. When I went, I thought, well, nobody was around. I'd come the next day and find out what it was because I thought somebody might be just leaving stuff there because nobody that I could see could use that much stuff. And when I went back the next day, it was all gone. You know, I did an inspection for the director out on the runway, and I saw the leach bed from the edge of the runway going down, and there was a little bit of reddish-orange stuff there, and I marked it. You know, where it was at and stuff, and I turned that into the director, well, the one electrician who's now passed away. This was a long time ago, over 20 years ago. And, but I mean, they had to have been coming in off the back end of the airfield and dumping it off alongside the runway into the leach bed. This is contaminant. And I heard it was like $5,000 a barrel to get rid of this, toluene and xylene and whatever they found over there. But their kicker is, the field maintenance guys told me they would be forced to bury this stuff. And once they put the barrels in the ground, they crushed them with the front end loader. Well, they had all these court hearings, and I only went to the last one, and he was charged with just the residue left in the crushed barrels, and all that other stuff that went in the ground, and one of the firemen, who also is deceased, said, this stuff binds with the water and doesn't come out. So what are they going to do with that? And they were digging on the north end of the airport there, and they had all this stench coming. It's probably all the dead worms and whatever lives in the ground that's surfacing, because he said, the one that passed away, he said eventually this stuff percolates back to the surface. Well, they put a hardtop parking lot over that. You're talking about all this pollution right under our noses that's going on, and you can't dig a well or anything. If you ever had to dig a well for water, I wouldn't drink any of it, you know? It's amazing what's going on all this government property.
Well, I worked in...
Go ahead.
I worked at Logan Airport for a number of years, and they closed down the water system in the passenger terminal, and they said it's not drinkable. But they'd never closed it down for the employees. And one bright employee says, if the water comes through a single pipe to supply the airport, why is it that we can't drink the water upstairs, but downstairs here where the employees are, we can drink it? And all of a sudden, all the water fountains were closed on the airport.
Well, eventually I had to leave because I was concerned over safety because they weren't de-icing runways and stuff like they were supposed to. And I could never figure it out. You know, the airlines paid for this. They paid for that service, and they weren't getting it. And they would see that they weren't getting it, so they kept saying, you know, it's not our job. It's somebody else's job. So, you know, they would complain to the person in charge, and nothing ever got done. We actually had a plane take off. It slid off the runway on takeoff. And it took us, we were looking to find out where he went over some lights and everything. And, you know, thank goodness he got in the air. I mean, this is a long time ago. So I was supposed to write the report up for that, and somebody else wrote it up, and they wrote it up that the plane was landing when this happened.
Okay.
And then when I went to work,
okay.
This is a long story.
Excuse me. We're out of time. The show is over.
Sorry.
I want to thank you for calling in and just let you know that all of this is being done on purpose. So what we have to do as Americans is wake up to the fact that our government is not helping us. They are causing the problem, and we have to alert others as to what's going on and wake people up, and we have to stand up for the truth and do whatever our spirits lead us to do. So I want to thank you for calling in.
Yes.
I want to thank Richard for his excellent work. Go to his website, illnessdefined.com. Listen to his podcast on TalkShoe, and, spread the word, folks. Because if you don't do anything, we are going to end up in a world in which we do not want to live. So thank you, caller. Thank you, Richard. And stay tuned, folks, because we're going to continue to tell you what's ailing America. And we're going to take care of business on this broadcast. God bless and good night.
God bless you.